We've got friends in the studio with us this morning from the Breckenridge County Extension Office. Good morning. Introduce yourselves.
Good morning. My name's Lynette Allen, and I'm the Family and Consumer Science Agent here in the county.
Good morning. I'm Tasha Tucker. I'm the Nutrition Education Assistant.
All right. You all have a lot of things going on. I always say this. I say it on the air probably at least once a week. Our Extension Office is a treasure trove. Folks, take advantage of it if you can. It's one of my favorite buildings in the whole county, chock full of anything you want to know about. If you've got a question about anything, not just ag-related stuff, but just life and how to live it, the Extension Office is the place to go. So thank you all, A, for what you do, and B, thanks for coming in and being with us.
Well, thank you for letting us come and visit this morning. We have some programming coming up over the next several weeks that we wanted to be sure and spread the word about. On February the 4th, we have the Addiction 101 program, and we're excited to bring Dr. Alex Elswick to the presentation. It will be virtual, but he is an extension educator specialist at UK. He will be sharing his story of recovery and then also sharing a lot of research findings, but interesting findings of what the brain science is behind recovery and why sometimes it doesn't stick the first time. And he's just a great presenter and wealth of knowledge in this topic, because we know substance abuse has touched almost every family locally. So,
not an easy subject to talk about, but one that needs to be addressed. And when you've got people like this, that's definitely going to be worth checking out.
It is. It is. The program is being sponsored by our local coalition. And through that funding, we're able to, anyone that participates with the program, we are calling it a lunch and learn. But because of the time, we can't all gather and have lunch together. So we will virtually have lunch and listen to the presenter. And then if you are a participant, you will earn a gift certificate for a future lunch.
Fantastic.
Yes.
We'll get together one of these days, won't we?
That's right.
And it'll be great when we do.
That's right.
It amazes me, you know, keeping in touch with you all these years at the radio station. Just how much activity goes on at that extension office. I've spent some wonderful afternoons and evenings and mornings and, you know, things there. And you all seem like you have really adapted to having to do the virtual thing pretty well.
We have. When things first started shutting down, it took us a little bit of time to adjust and to gauge on how long we thought this was going to last. Sure. And then we were able to regroup, and I know in the FCS programming area, our state specialists have reached out and shared great packaged programs that are so relevant to what is going on now and then just everyday life. And so we've been able to do a lot of Zoom meetings instead of that face-to-face, so everyone stays safe. And then the grab-and-go programming where we do the grab bags with all the information. And
everybody's enjoyed those.
Yes.
Speaking for my little village, you know, I'll stop and get something from my mother-in-law, and then when the 4-H bags were out, too, because y'all work close with them, I was getting them for Anna all the time. And I think if anything, you know, these have been difficult times, but if anything, I think folks probably do appreciate our extension office a little bit more and are learning that you all do offer so many things.
Well, we have found that we are reaching new families that we hadn't reached in the past. So I think the different delivery modes has really helped with some families being able to participate. Because if you're working late or early, whatever, when you can log on yourself at your own time, that really makes it easier.
Silver linings, folks.
Yes,
silver
that's linings. Right.
So what else we got going on?
Okay, I'm going to let Miss Tasha share a little bit about her program.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of people still don't know a lot about the nutrition education program at the Extension Office. I've been here. This will be my fifth year, which is crazy. It's flown by.
It does, isn't it?
I love my job. I I told Miss Lynette when I started the extension office that I wasn't very familiar with it either, but I love my job. I love to be with people. I love to cook, and I love to eat. And so the
you're in the right place.
I am. This is the place. Yes. And so my position is called the FNEP, and so that stands for Extended Food and Nutrition Education Program. And what that is designed for is to reach families and provide nutrition education by teaching them how to plan meals, use our food dollars properly, food safety, learning how to prep our meals, and breakfast, eating from all five food groups, learning how to read labels. And so in this time of COVID, we have a lot of families have learned how to cook.
Sure.
And so as the nutrition education assistant, I love to be with kids and adults and just teach them how to use their food dollars and so that they can stretch further. This is also, COVID has also made it hard for us to be able to eat properly.
Right.
We've had a lot of families that have lost their jobs or times are just tough. And so that's another reason that I think the nutrition education program is so important. We all have to eat, and we all want to eat better so that we feel better.
Right.
And so it's very, very important to me as a mom, and I love my job.
Good. So, well, you know, and that's it's so, you think about too, food, you know, in our culture, you know, Kentuckians, we're, yeah, in my opinion, we're very much Southerners, and that's a huge right. part of our yes. culture. No matter what we do, whether it's a wedding or a holiday or even a funeral, we're going to get together and we're going to eat.
That's right.
And I think from what I've just seen online, looks like COVID has probably sparked a whole new generation of foodies, and people are cooking a lot at home
right.
and getting pretty good at it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So you're just a wealth of knowledge too, you know, and label reading is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Following your calorie and carb and sugar count and all that, that's
right.
hard.
Yes,
it is. So you've got all this experience in that. So folks, you know, there's nobody's born knowing this stuff.
That's right.
There's absolutely no shame in reaching out and asking and going, hey,
right.
these food labels, they are confusing.
They are, yeah. And I know since I've started here, I've learned a ton. And for myself and my family, my son and I both were diagnosed with some intestinal issues. We both have stomach problems that just runs in our family. And so learning how to eat better has been extremely important to us.
Sure.
And then, you know, we just want to pass that on to others so that our other families feel better. And yeah, I love my job.
Right.
I can't express that enough.
You know,
how much
I love
my job.
It is so cool to talk to people who are super, because, you know, if you're just kind of showing up and floating through the day, you do what you got to do. But if you're into your job and you
right.
love your job,
yes.
you're going to make more of a difference
yes.
in the community. So, and I'm all for some cook. I mean, I like to eat, and I do. I also like to cook. I'm not as good at it as some folks, but, you know, and it's good to know that, hey, I can get online
right.
and access you all, and if I've got questions, you can answer them. Are you doing some online get-togethers?
So that's right now. UAK has asked us to do all of our classes virtually,
okay.
and so Miss Lynette and I actually are doing cooking through the calendar. And so UAK just sent us our brand new calendars, and they are a wealth of knowledge just within themselves. They're pretty awesome.
That's got to be fun.
Yeah, and so every month Miss Lynette and I will do featured recipe for the month, and we are doing it the second Monday of every month.
I want that burger bowl already, I want it in on that.
And you can look that up on my nutrition education page. Also, the education page that Miss Lynette serves under. Our Facebook.
Oh, the yes. office Facebook
yes,
page.
Uh-huh.
Breckenridge Extension.
Right.
Yes.
And so you can look that up and go back and watch it whenever you have time.
But it looks like it might be seasonal type stuff.
It
things
is.
That maybe we can get at our wonderful farmer's market.
Exactly.
In a little bit.
Exactly right.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. And it gives you great goals on how to be physically active. It also tells you the cost per recipe. It gives you all the nutrition facts, and it is super helpful. And the Nutrition Education Program also has a planeatmove.com that you can look up a ton of recipes that are extremely healthy for us. And the other thing that I really like to encourage people is just because we eat healthy, it doesn't mean that our food has to taste bad. The Nutrition Education Program has a wonderful group of that works so hard, and they give us amazing recipes, make great recipes.
That's a big hurdle too. And you can get monotonous and get repetitive.
That's
what a wonderful resource to have. That counter looks fascinating.
It's really good.
Very cool. So great. Y'all never cease to amaze me, Lynette.
Well, we try. We do stay busy. And is it okay if I share one more
ma'am.
Program?
You're home here. Okay. We're glad to have you on.
Across the state, this is a program that the University of Kentucky and Cooperative Extension is piloting. Again, it's one of these topics that so many families have to face, unfortunately, and that's cancer. And there is a new program called Kick Kentucky Cancer. The program was developed through specialists at the UK Markey Cancer Center and Extension, and it's five learning sessions, or support sessions, really, what it is, to help families navigate through a diagnosis of cancer, understanding some of the basics of it. And then also our nutrition specialists have put together some materials on healthy eating or that will support someone while they're going through treatments. And then also a lesson on some caregiving and self-care and just that whole mental wellness that can be a challenge also in addition to the physical illness. So that's a program. We're trying to find out if we have families that would like that program. We do have to have a minimum group size before we can offer that program in the county. So we're asking families or individuals that are interested to reach out to us, let us know that you're interested in it. And if something happens that we don't get enough here in the county, I can connect them with other counties. Because again, that's the beauty of this virtual programming. Mm-hmm. You don't have to live or come to the office. Mm-hmm. You don't have to live in the county or come to the office to participate. As long as you have internet access, you can participate. So we wanted to get that information out to
Fantastic. So if folks are interested, how do they need to let you know?
Okay. They can call the Extension office at 270-756-2182. They can email me at lallen@uky.edu. Or send us a private message on Facebook. That we watch that also. However's the easy. If you see me out in the county, let me know.
Great.
And then back to the calendar. People can stop by the office and pick these up. We have them packaged with a few extra goodies. Our incentives with the calendar, so pick those up. We have limited quantity, so once they are gone, they're gone. We can print recipes, but we can't give them the whole package deal.
Well, folks, this is neat. You don't want to miss out on this and anything that you all do. I think it's I think it's just great. So we do appreciate you so much. Y'all are so active in the community, and what is a rural county without their extension office?
That's how we feel.
Growing up in my mama's house, that's how it was, growing up amongst the homemakers. It's just a super important thing. So thank you all for taking your time out of your schedule. I know you're busy. And I invite folks to check you all out. Again, it's just a common sense library almost,
if
you will.
It is. It's just everyday living resources.
You can learn how to do anything at the extension office.
That's right.
And if we don't know, we'll ask. I always have to ask Ms.
Isn't it great to have that, access to that? If somebody does pop a question on you, find out.
That's exactly right.
I mean, I've bugged these ladies to death. Carol and I have spent hours looking up hops and I have questions about bees and all kinds of weird things.
Yes.
And I know my extension office is there. Right. Now, they may breathe a sigh of relief when I walk out, but I'm going to come ask questions. I love it, though.
I bet you all are already
excited about Farmer's Market this year.
We are. During staff this morning, Carol shared that she had been to a training or online training over the weekend about Farmer's Market, and we had some discussion on some new programming that we might be able to offer at the market this this summer, so right. It won't be long.
Even in this age, you know, we've got that big, beautiful facility where folks can stretch out, and yes. It's, you know, it's a wonderful thing. So
yes.
Thank you. Anything else we need to cover while I got you?
I think we've covered
Thank you so much for coming in. We love our Extension Office folks. They're at the corner of Highway 261 and 60. Easy to find, the Breckenridge County Extension Office. And things will get back to normal, and you'll get to visit like normal again someday. But until then, get online, soak up all that knowledge you can. And y'all come back. Come and see us anytime you can.
Thank you.